Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome to this edition of the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. I'm here with you this weekend, and a lot of stuff we want to get into today. First things first, Mark Canha was traded from the Royals to the Brewers for a player to be named later or cash. He doesn't necessarily figure into their starting lineup, I don't think. I think you're looking more at Melendez, Isbell, Renfro probably, but you never know how things like that might turn out. He might be able to earn a job. I think mostly they were just looking for another hitter off the bench playing outfield, but he is now part of the Royals organization, so we'll see how that turns out. Kyle Gibson signing with the Orioles at this point, he's not going to be ready for opening day. So don't plan on that or anything, but starts in AAA and he's been a pretty reliable innings eater over the last few years. So as he gets going, an injured Orioles rotation will probably be looking for help. And he certainly is that help. So those two players, Mark Canha and Kyle Gibson, not necessarily guys that you're looking at to help you, you know, early on, like right now. But as the season goes over the next few weeks, certainly maybe some guys who might be able to carve out a role, some veterans, you know what you're going to get. Not super exciting. What is exciting, though, the Diamondbacks signed reliever Justin Martinez to an $18 million extension over the next 5 years. And that's super fun because he throws really hard and we like that. Also, it seems like that gives him an inroads to save opportunities, whether that is full-time closer or he might share some opportunities with AJ Puck this year. But he is definitely in their plans as a high leverage reliever. Otherwise, why shell out $18 million? You know what I'm saying? So definitely somebody to watch if you're looking in that closer market, looking for someone who can get saves. I think it's between him and Puck. They may split those this year, but moving forward, I think they are looking for Justin Martinez to be their closer of the future. Some more news. Yu Darvish is going to be starting the year on the IL. That means there are two spots in that rotation that have been talked about, and the three names that I've seen thrown out: Kyle Hart, Steven Kolek, and Randy Vasquez. I will have a little bit more on Vasquez later. Hint, hint, I'm a fan. But Kyle Hart, Steven Kolek also potentially in on one of those spots. We'll see Kyle Hart throw tomorrow during spring training. Randy Vasquez threw today. More injury news. This is the unfortunate part about spring training. It seems like all the news is just who's hurt, and I hate that. But the injuries are happening. We got to keep you updated. Tyro Estrada got hurt, broke his wrist. Looks like he's going to be out for 4 to 8 weeks. That means an increased role for Kyle Farmer. It looks like he'd be the internal option at this point. I mean, you could maybe think Amador, their prospect, but he didn't, you know, look that great when he camped last year, and he still probably could use more seasoning in the minors. So you'd think that the heavy portion of that, as things look right now, could go to Kyle Farmer. However, keep in mind there are a lot of veterans who are starting to hit the free agent market. They're starting to get opts out because they're not going to be making the team. So there might be some options there. Nicky Lopez is one of those, just opted out with Chicago. Garrett Hampson might be another one that they look into. So with the 4 to 8 week mark, week mark for Estrada, they may look externally to see if they can get some help, but they have it. So Kyle Farmer might have an increased role. Again, veteran, you kind of know what you're going to get. Maybe not somebody you're running after for drafts, but if you're in deeper leagues, certainly somebody to look into. I know I'm in a 30 team keeper league where I am probably going to be putting in a bid for him and spend some of my fab. Speaking of veterans opting out, Dom Smith opted out. So presumably he was told he wouldn't be making the Yankees. They were looking for left-handed hitting, and that seems like that's going to go to Ben Rice now, 26-year-old prospect who's hitting 260 with five home runs during spring training, 26% strikeout rate. He had a 27% rate when he debuted last year for about 178 at-bats. In the minors, though, did pretty well. Overall, 24 home runs in the minors, 7 home runs in the majors in 2024. So a guy who's hit pretty well, and he's looked good this spring to the tune of a 127 WRC plus. It seems like he is going to have that left-handed hitting job off the bench for the Yankees. The Braves making some moves as well. Want to talk about those. Among them, so they selected three players, Drake Baldwin, Hector Neris, and Eniel De Los Santos. Among those three, Drake Baldwin, man, I am super pumped. I hate that he's getting this opportunity because Sean Murphy got hurt. That's very upsetting. But I'm a huge fan of Drake Baldwin. He, if you're ranking prospects, which is something that I do a lot, that's, you know, where most of my start was, as prospects and dynasty, I have him as the third ranked catcher in terms of catching prospects. And he hit 16 home runs last year. I mean, at this point, you've probably seen the numbers, right? 13% walk rate, 17% strikeout rate between AA and AAA. And now in spring training, again, a 127 WRC plus, but no home runs, no stolen bases or anything, but a 17.9% walk rate, 5% strikeout rate. I know these are spring numbers, but Drake Baldwin can hit. Okay. And opportunity coming, however the opportunity is coming, he has a real chance here. They select his contract, so it looks like he is going to be getting the main reps from the catcher position. And if he can hit, it's going to be really interesting when Sean Murphy does return. That could turn into more of a timeshare. But if you're looking for catching early on and you don't want to go and pay for the top end catchers, you might want to go for Drake Baldwin, even though it's temporary. It's something, and I really believe in that bat. So I believe he could be very helpful. And it, again, he could push for a timeshare for the rest of the year, and certainly decisions having to be made. But especially while Sean Murphy is out, Drake Baldwin seems like a very good candidate for a fantasy catcher. Going to the Tigers, my Tigers here. Kenta Maeda is going to be starting in the bullpen, and that is less about Kenta Maeda and more about what that looks like for the rotation. That means there's only a few guys left to try to take one of the spots. Of course, Jackson Jobe is the big name, but I think the sleeper name right now might be Cater Montero, who had a good game today. Again, we'll talk about Montero in just a little bit, but they're still trying to fill out that last spot in the rotation. They haven't committed fully to anybody yet, but it will not be Kenta Maeda. And now some other fun younger guy news. Richard Fitz, who has looked fantastic this spring, it's officially announced he's going to be the number four starter in that Red Sox rotation, at least to start the year. So he's certainly a guy that I'm very interested in. He got some time last year at the big league level, and now he's going to be their number four starter. That number five starter is going to go to, from the reports I saw, either Sean Newcomb or Quinn Priester. Sean Newcomb is not a name I've heard in a couple of years. Obviously, he had his time with the Braves. And Quinn Priester, the Red Sox got by trading away Nick York at the deadline last year. And neither are ones that I would jump out and trust right away. But Richard Fitz, the way he's looked and some of the way his pitchers have played this spring, I'm certainly pretty interested there to see what could happen. And then finally, Cam Smith. It seems like Cam Smith might have a real chance to make Houston out of spring training, which is somewhat wild, but also very well deserved. I mean, four home runs. He's hitting .419 this spring. He is hitting the cover off the ball. But, you know, he's 22 years old and really played 32 games as a professional, and only five of those came at the AA level or higher. So you're really pushing experience versus spring performance there. And that can be kind of scary. But Cam Smith is absolutely playing out of his mind right now and showing that he could legitimately hit the ball. Now, that doesn't mean if he does make the team that there won't be growing pains. That happens all the time with prospects. So, you know, don't be scared off by those. But he is showing some legitimate ability to contribute. And the Astros are noticing. The Astros are having to talk about it. Between him and Zach DiCenzo, who I talked about yesterday, there's some young hitting that could be really fun. And since we're talking Astros hitters, Isak Paredes pulling the ball into the Crawford boxes. I'm not the first person to say that. I won't be the last, but I'm super excited about that because he pulls the ball in the air, and calling Houston home could be really good for him as a righty. So that will wrap up some of the news that we have going on. Some high hitters that I wanted to highlight from today's performances. Ryan Bliss with Seattle, it seems like he might be able to pull out a second base job, and he went 1-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts today. Just want to talk about him, want to mention him a little bit, because if you're looking for steals late in a draft, if he's going to carve out that role, he had 55 steals, exactly 55 steals over the last two seasons. Most of that came in AAA. He did have five steals in a little bit of MLB time last year. But if you know, if he hits enough, if he gets on base enough, he's going to be able to steal. And so it's one of those categories. If you don't get it off the bat, you got to find it somewhere. And if he's going to be a starting second baseman, you can find it right there. And that is just pretty interesting. 55 is a pretty big number. Looking in St. Louis, the center field battle seems like it should be over. It really does. I mean, Victor Scott is hitting 366. He hit a home run today, but still somehow this center field battle is going on. The Cardinals seem to really like Michael Ciani. I know he brings a lot defensively, but he's hitting 125. He went 0-for-3 today, struck out twice, and this is after missing a few days with illness. So one of these two players is going to be the Cardinals center fielder, and the other one is going to be the Memphis Redbirds center fielder in AAA. That's the vibe. That's what I've read. That's what I've seen. By all accounts, if you're going on performance at the plate, it's going to be Victor Scott. He's hitting the cover off the ball. However, Michael Ciani is just hanging around. And if he's the one who gets the job, then I think we're almost losing a fantasy outfielder you're interested in. He just doesn't hit the ball that well. He stole bases last year. And so in deeper leagues, that might be something. But you'd almost rather it be Victor Scott. He's hitting the ball well. You can at least hope that the prospect getting a year older is going to be able to hit better. He shows more offensive upside than Ciani. So again, however that battle goes, if it's Victor Scott, great. I'm super interested. If it's Michael Ciani, it's just tough. He's got to show he can hit a little bit better, and his track record so far just doesn't say that. Even with all the fantastic value he provides defensively, when you're talking fantasy, defensive value isn't always the best. Brett Beatty, I talked about him yesterday. I'm not going to touch on him in a whole lot today, but he hit a double and a home run today. So he is grabbing that potential second base job by the horns. And I think he's saying, this one's mine. We're going to see what happens. And that is awesome. Like I mentioned yesterday, it seems like he's fixed some mechanics, and he's a lot looser on his front side, which is helping him to get to some more pitches with some more power. So few hitters there that are super interesting. Again, I'm watching that Michael Ciani, Victor Scott battle there. Some of the pitchers that we're interested in, Cater Montero, I mentioned as maybe being the fifth starter for the Tigers. 4.1 innings today, 4 strikeouts, gave up 1 earned run, walked 1. He has run into some command issues in the past, but he has such good stuff. I mean, he's a guy who I've seen live a bunch when he was a prospect. And when he puts it together, it's really, really good. And that's why he could be that fifth starter. And it would be interesting because it's just, he has this huge breaking ball. Okay, he can mid-90s with his fastball. It's just inconsistent. And if he can be more consistent, then it's going to be hard to remove him from a rotation spot at some point. But it just doesn't seem like he has that consistency still. Today he was on. Today he posted good numbers. I mentioned being interested in Sean Burke from the White Sox yesterday. Burke gave up 5 runs, walked 4. This is the same thing as Montero almost. When Sean Burke is on, really good, but he can run into these command issues and they start to hurt him. He's the opening day starter, so we'll see what happens. But today, of course, not his day with that 4 walk line. Randy Vasquez, I mentioned him with the Padres. He's fighting for that fifth starter job. Randy Vasquez went 4 innings today, gave up a run, 4 strikeouts. He has, you know, those breaking balls that look like they just turn a corner. I know frisbee is another word that gets used a lot, right? That's what he has. And it is so nice. It was eye-popping when he was a prospect. I was all in because of this breaking ball when he was a prospect back with the Yankees. Of course, he's been traded to the Padres since. And he has pitched in the majors over the last couple seasons. Last year, 98 innings, 4.87 ERA. The strikeouts weren't there, 5.69 K per 9. But they were in the minors when he was, he was at above 9 K per 9 in the minors. So you got to imagine that's coming if he can get the time. He has good stuff. It just needs to play, and he might have a chance to have that happen. Reed Detmers, Jack Kochanowicz seem like they're fighting out for a spot in the Royals rotation. Detmers threw out a good line today. 3.2 innings, did give up a couple runs, only walked 2, struck out 5. And putting a good foot forward, we'll see. I mean, it's hard to trust him after what happened last year, but the strikeout numbers are obviously still there. So if he can keep it in check a little bit, he's somebody that you should be interested in. And one more pitcher to mention, Michael McGreevy from St. Louis. It doesn't seem like he's going to be able to pull a rotation spot out immediately. You know, they have Sonny Gray, Eric Fetty, Miles Michaelis, looks like Andre Pallante, maybe Steven Matz. Like, they still have the older rotation that all the jokes came out of last year. Most of them probably came from me, but there were jokes last year about the age of the rotation. They have a young guy who could slot in. McGreevy went 5 innings today, shutout innings, and struck out 4. So he's working. He is trying to carve out a role in that rotation. Could be interesting if he can, but again, seems like the rotation might be pretty set. He might have trouble breaking in. He may start in Memphis. So at this point, we are going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll look ahead to tomorrow, some pitching matchups to pay attention to. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. Of course, First Pitch Podcast is part of PitcherList.com. We've been talking about some guys to watch, some news, lots of stuff happening in spring training. There are 4 starters I want to mention tomorrow that I'm watching. One is Paul Skenes. And the reason I'm watching Paul Skenes is very simple. He's Paul Skenes. Got to watch him, right? Very good. He's just a dude. Jack Leiter for the Rangers. He's slated to be on the mound tomorrow. His stuff seems like it has taken a step forward. He was when he came out of Vanderbilt, he was known for how good his stuff was. And it seemed like maybe it regressed a little bit when he got to the pros. It's spring training. It seems like it's back at least a little bit. It's been very interesting to see how his stuff is graded out, and it's working as he looks for, you know, a potential spot in that Rangers rotation. I know Kumar Rocker struck out 8 yesterday, and so he's also putting a good bit out to be in that rotation. There should be room for both of them. So it seems like Leiter and Rocker have a chance and very well should make that Rangers rotation. And then going to the Chicago White Sox, I know they're the Chicago White Sox. 2 guys I'm watching is their lefty prospects. Both Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz are slated to start in the White Sox games tomorrow. Both are fantastic. Noah Schultz is a 6'10 monster. Hagen Smith has come out and looked so good so far. And of course, as a prospect head, I love that. But definitely both guys who can be watched, because if the White Sox choose to get aggressive, which they probably won't because they don't have to, both of those guys could be up at the end of this year, towards the end of this year. We'll see what happens, but they may wait till next year. It just kind of depends where they are. And I would almost guess it's going to be next year, but both of them are on the mound tomorrow, which is super fun. We'll have to see how they do. So that, friends, has been the First Pitch Podcast for today. Remember to check out PitcherList.com. Great articles all the time. We have great player pages. And make sure to join PL Pro if you have not already. The Discord is active. You can talk to the writers. I'm there. Of course, Jake Crumpler is there, the other host of First Pitch Podcast, as well as all of our other writers. So make sure to join. We can help you, give you advice. Just talk baseball. It's a great place to be. Until tomorrow, this has been the First Pitch Podcast, part of PitcherList.com.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.